good morning, everyone. Another great day in our neighborhood. A little snow this morning. Something we really need is the moisture. The ground is getting pretty dry. But we welcome you aboard for this April the 16th of 2013. We have guests in the studio, and we're going to get to them in just a minute. Want to talk to you about wasatchlive.com. That's the name of the website. And Bob, what's on that website that people need to be aware of again?
Well, there's a lot of things on there. We got anything new?
But one of the questions, did you hear that...
The Heber Light and Power...
Did you hear that the Heber Light and Power Board paid back all the money?
They paid all the money back? No. No, I didn't hear that, Paul.
No, okay.
No, I didn't hear that because it didn't happen. Anyway, we have the, you know, as we've mentioned a couple times before, we have the updated list of what has been paid back and what is still due to be paid back.
And how much money is that of the taxpayers?
Well, it's about $40,000.
About $40,000.
Yeah,
so they could have gone on a couple of cruises and had a good time.
And it's been 517 days since they passed this thing where they made themselves the beneficiaries of retroactive health care benefits.
Wow.
I mean, it's really pretty good. That's good deal if you can get it.
Well, you know, people have criticized the bankers on Wall Street. They've had nothing on Heber Light and Power Board.
We just had a few more zeros.
That's all.
It's all a matter of zeros.
Just a few zeros.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything else that we ought to be aware of?
Our new podcast site, we hear that that's working a little better than the one we had to use the passwords on. So if you want to get any of our programs, if you didn't get to hear it and somebody told you, oh, did you hear what they said? And they tell you some lie, then you can actually, you can actually go on there and listen to what we really said was just something stupid rather than a lie.
Right, that's exactly.
That's in
you know, if you're going to quote us and you're going to make fun of us, at least listen to the program.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, yeah. But it's all on there. We are the premier transparent people in Wasatch County. We have been since we started this program because we have recorded virtually every single one of them. And we also don't throw them out after 6 months like government entities do because they don't have the capability of storing all of this massive amount of information because it takes so many shelves of space that it's just untold how much capacity they have to store internet stuff.
And Bob, there's another important part. We do not manipulate the program results.
It is what it is. Even our stupidities, which occasionally some of us make. Usually our guest.
Yeah,
anyway.
These are the guests. We'll blame the guests.
Anyway, that's all
that's
up
it?
There.
Okay.
Plus the link to Paul's new named blog site. He changed the name on there for some reason. I'm not too sure where.
No, well, the Wasatch Current is more of an investigative tool that I do a little bit.
But that's the same one that was up there before. You just renamed it, didn't you?
No, it's always been there.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And then my commentary, you go onto that one, and then you go to my commentary. And I'm toning down my commentary.
I'm not
calling people liars anymore. I'm calling them prevaricators.
Ooh, okay. All right, well, that's the changes. That's what's up.
That's what's up. Okay. Anyway, our guest today happens to be members of the board of the Wasatch Taxpayers Association, and so we welcome to our microphone this morning Tracy Taylor. Good to see you.
Good morning.
And Gary Oliverson. Gary, how are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
Usually Tracy comes in every once in a while by herself, but now she's got someone with her, so that's a good thing. Anyway, wanted to talk to you about and have our listeners understand a little more about the Wasatch Taxpayers Association. So give our listeners a thumbnail sketch of, number one, why the Wasatch Taxpayers Association was organized, and really, what are your goals, and what are your mission statement, and what do you hope to accomplish?
Well,
and I can add three more questions to that, but we'll settle for those.
We I recall the exact moment we decided to form this group was out in the parking lot of the Heber Light and Power building last spring, almost a year ago. And there were a bunch of people that showed up to that meeting, and the place was packed, and we walked out of there kind of wondering what happened and if they were going to return the money and if they were going to do the right thing. And there must have been 20 people out in the parking lot just going, you know what? We need to do something. We need to we need to get organized. And so that's when it started, honestly, so was the Heber Light and Power issue was such a polarizing issue for this community. And people were very upset about that issue. And we're still working on it. And we're still staying with that issue. It's not a done deal. So, but that's how it started. And we really, our mission statement simply is, and it's up on our website, which is WasatchTaxpayersAssociation.com. That's Wasatch Taxpayers with an S, association.com. You can go and see our mission statement, see our achievements, see the different public entities. We've really worked hard in the past year to get that website into the place to go for information on Wasatch County. So our mission statement says, the Wasatch Taxpayers Association exists to promote fair, transparent, and impartial economic policies for all taxing units of the Heber Valley. Wasatch Taxpayers Association will defend the rights of all citizens to participate in local decisions, to know the impacts of taxing and fees upon their quality of life, and to provide an avenue for citizens to be involved in the solutions that will protect their quality of life, liberty, and economic independence.
You know, Paul, I hate to also say this, but we talked about our WasatchLive.com website. I believe that Wasatch Taxpayers might have more information up on their website than we do. I almost hate to admit that, but I think that might be true. Can you give us some idea of what you got up there, Tracy?
Well, you know, we've been working on it for a year. We hope people are going to it. If there's something you're not finding on the public entity's website, go to our website and see if it's there. We have tried to download documents. There's not a lot of opinion on that website. It is purely numbers and documents and recordings, and we're an information website. We're not telling people what to think. But we're trying to give them the information to make an informed decision, and we're nonpartisan. We're not Republican or Democrat or independent or green or libertarian or anybody. We're trying to be a nonpartisan source of where the money is going in Wasatch County.
Would it be fair to say that many of the documents found on the Wasatch Taxpayers Association website probably can't be found any other place, because some of those were gleaned by what? Requests, grandma requests, those kinds of things, because they're just not forthcoming.
Yeah, you're right, Paul. A lot of that has been gleaned by grandma requests, even with the resistance of the agencies that didn't want to submit them to us. Some of that took us months to get, even though they should have been given to us within days. And, we put all that up there. We've grandma requested a lot of information to analyze and take that analysis and say, this is the result of the information we're getting, primarily on the fire district. When we look at that, we've taken a complete analysis of the 2011, all their calls that they ran on, and given an analysis of what that is, which is much more in depth than what you would get from the fire district on their analysis that they put on their website. And we plan on doing that again this year.
Now, there's a meeting coming up, too, for the Wasatch Taxpayers. Is that not tonight at the Senior Citizen Center at 7 o'clock?
It is. 7 o'clock, Senior Center, and we're not in the auditorium. We're in the first classroom down the hall. So please walk past the auditorium, down the hall, and you'll find us there. But we're starting at 7 o'clock, and we have a couple priorities that we have set for this summer. So we're really hoping people, after they paid their taxes yesterday and feel a little
vulnerable
and weak, and, you know, that they will feel like they need to do something. And local government, honestly, is where you can do the most good. We all like to complain about the feds, but, you know, local government is where it starts. And until we get a good handle on what's going on locally, how can we even attempt some of the national issues we've got. I mean, that's the way I look at it. And you can have much more effect on a local level.
Well, you know, one of the questions I wanted to ask, because it has bothered me a little bit, and one of the question really boils down to the fire district. They gave themselves a raise, and then they're going to increase their tax 80%. Now, is that something that the Wasatch Taxpayers Association could be talking about tonight in their meeting to give us an idea of where we are?
Absolutely. We're going to bring that up, discuss some of those ramifications of that, where it came from, how it came about. It's not just the increase in salary. That's much more than that. The increase in salary, salaries are always the biggest part of any budget, but that increase is not the only thing that caused that to go up 80%. So we are going to discuss that tonight and give some clues as to why this is coming about.
All right, we've talked about two things. We've talked a little bit about Heber Light and Power and the fire district. Is there any other thing that the Wasatch Taxpayers Association is looking at to sort of get a handle on, and this, so that they can report back to the citizens what's happening?
Well, we're in the process right now of forming a committee for the county pool proposal that is going to be probably put on the ballot in November. We are going to be collecting our own data and giving the public some numbers to look at. And it's not just about pretty pictures. It's about what we can afford, and we're going to see if we can afford it. I mean, at this point, we are not making an opinion one way or the other on the county pool proposal. What we're going to be doing, we're an informational group. We want to bring information to the public so that they can decide if we can afford it or not.
And we want that information to be accurate also, to have it be germane to what other pools have experienced. There's been pools in this state that have been here for 40 and 50 years, and some are still running, and some haven't. Some have closed. So trying to compare that information of what they're going to put in here, as well as what has happened in the past. I mean, Einstein said, if you continue to do things the same way, you're going to repeat the past again and again and again.
So our committee's going to be formed. Some have already started the research, but what we want is for people who, you know, I happened to hear your radio program last week, I think it was, and you brought up the pool, and you got a lot of phone calls that day. Those are the people we want to get involved. We want people, more people, to show up to our meeting tonight to offer to be part of this committee and to get to the bottom of some of this. We are not just interested in opinion. We need some people to really step up and be a part of the solution.
Now, when you mentioned us talking about that on radio, we talked to a couple of people from the county, and they had done a fiscal analysis, and I was asking them, well, why don't you put up the fiscal analysis that you have already created? At least it's a temporary draft one, I guess they were telling me. Why don't you put that up on the county website so people can start seeing the numbers? And now I'm looking at your website, and it says, quote, we have the fiscal pool analysis that the county handed out. So people can get that on Wasatch Taxpayers that they cannot get on the Wasatch County website?
Well, that's the thing, is we've been showing up to these meetings. We've been asking for a copy of these documents at the meeting. They're public information. And they've been great to give us a copy. We're just trying to get the information out to the public. And so a lot of times you have to show up to these meetings to get a copy of these documents that they have, but they've been great about doing it and giving it to us. So
you raise a good question though, Bob. Why is it that they give this out that we can get that and we have to publish it? Why aren't they publishing it? They're the government officials. Good governance would put this information out so that it can be digested and analyzed and looked at, and so people can make a clear and informed decision.
So that would be a good thing for people to take a look at, and before they come to the meeting tonight, they'd have a little bit of information.
I mean, they can go there right now. If you go to WasatchTaxpayersAssociation.com, hover over government entities, a list a list will pop down of all these different government entities. Just go to Wasatch County, and it's right there on the main Wasatch County page, right at the top. Well, about the pool.
I can tell you this, Tracy, you may not even know this on the website, but all you got to do is click on the picture of the pool on the home page.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I made it far more difficult.
Yeah. That's a quick... I just was looking at it this morning. I say, hey, that's great. It's a nice picture of a pool. Is that what the pool's actually going to look like?
I have no idea. But yeah, so we tried to make it easy for people. Honestly, I'm making it more difficult. But yeah, you can just click on the pool, go there. There's other entities as well. The Heber Light and Power, you look at the light bulb, click on the light bulb, and you'll go to Heber Light and Power page. We try to keep those updated. The raw data that Gary was talking about is on the Jordan L page. You go click on to the fire truck.
Still too hard, Trace. Click on the fire truck. It's done.
Just click on the fire truck. Hey, would it be fair to say that part of the goal of the Wasatch Taxpayers Association is to also make an informed voter so that when the voter goes out to cast a ballot on a particular issue involving money or taxes or those, that they're more informed if they'll click on the website, if they'll attend the meetings, if they'll do some things?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we want. We want to get more participation from the taxpayer out there. Sometimes you've got the silent majority that sits out there and they have opinions or they have questions, but they never express them. And they never go any further to get the information. We want that information out. We want them to be informed. We want them to be a part of this community and help guide it the way it needs to be guided.
And we're trying to make it as easy as possible for them to do it. But it takes a village to do this website and to show up to these meetings. And so if you're already at a meeting, just ask for a copy of the documents that they're looking at, and you can email it to us. Actually, there's a way on the Wasatch County Wasatch Taxpayers Association website to go to comment. And you can download the document right there and email it to us. So right off of the website, you can download documents to us. And that way, we can put them up on the website. If you take notes of a meeting, that's great too. But we want facts. We don't want opinion. We don't want your interpretation of what has happened. We want the raw data so that we can put it up for people to make a decision about, just so people get an idea of what we're looking for if they show up to a meeting. Be great to start getting emails from people that they've covered some of these meetings.
Well, Bob and I have found in the past too, sometimes we've gone to a public hearing and they're going to talk about budgets, and you find out that nobody has a copy of the budget.
That's pretty
and
consistent.
And I've always asked that question. So how do you hold a public hearing when nobody has a copy of it? What it is you're going to talk about.
You have a very limited budget that you can't even crunch any numbers with.
You have a budget that's only 25 pages long when in reality the whole budget is 145 pages long.
Yeah, or you have eight people who know what they're talking about and everybody's trying to figure it out as they're talking. Yeah.
But another thing about that, Paul, is putting this stuff up on a public website like you're doing is the same we were doing on Wasatch Live when we were putting up all of the packets of information that we finally got from Heber City, and now finally Heber City says, oh, we're not going to send it to you, we're just going to put it on our website. So they are responding sometimes when you start saying the information should be out. They finally do that. I mean, we've finally gotten the Heber City and Wasatch County are putting up podcasts of all of their meetings. They didn't do that before we started doing it. And we kind of, I won't say we shamed them into it, but they saw the light.
That was our expectation in the very beginning, was to make the process more open.
Yeah. And we have to say Wasatch School District now is putting their packets.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That ended up being a 6-month grammar request that, didn't need to be that painful, but they're doing it now. And we really appreciate the information, and the public needs to thank them when they see them that they are putting these packets on their website, including the financial information, not just policies and procedures.
Right.
We want the financial information.
Heber Light and Power is also making available the packets for their agendas. I mean, it's good. I mean, that's almost well, I wouldn't go say half, it's probably a tenth of the number of organizations should be doing it, but hey, it's progress, we're going. And by doing what the Wasatch taxpayers are, by putting, you know, the fiscal analysis, why in the world wasn't that up before? But it's, hey, it's up there now.
Yeah,
you got
it. It worked. Hey, one of our callers has a question here. One of the things that involves tax dollars always is litigation, going to court. Is that something that the Wasatch Taxpayers Association is going to look at? Because I'm under the impression that there's been a number of lawsuits, not just from the fire district or not just from involving the sheriff's department or some of the other agencies, but just a number of them. And that costs the taxpayers big bucks. And some of them are sort of hidden. And we are spending, what was it, last year, one particular attorney and his business got nearly $1 million from this county. We didn't make that in the basement. That came out of all of our pockets. And so if you have any comment about the litigation and the costs that we're facing?
You know, anytime you're having a government, you're going to have some form of litigation. And most of it just has to do with the routine things that happen. Somebody made a mistake and they are suing, and it goes against the insurance. And that's why they have insurance for that. The other part of that is when you're creating certain situations or policies or the way you do business, that it creates animosity and confusion, and people ask for answers and there are no answers there, and they continue to try and help and support and create a better situation that's rejected. And that brings on these huge lawsuits that you're talking about, these never-ending lawsuits that tend to go on, similar to with the fire district. And, you know, you ask for a reason why this happens, you get no answers. Or you get the answers, we're doing it because we wanted to do it.
Well,
period.
The thing, too, we need to clarify, too, is what the Jordanell homeowners are doing. As far as that's concerned, has nothing to do with Wasatch Taxpayers Association. So just so if that's maybe what this caller is alluding to,
they may have
those
been,
are
I was
the
alluding
private
to some of the rest of this being
okay
going
so
on.
There's their yeah. private homeowners right. that are suing the county or the Jordanell fire district. That's not part of Wasatch Taxpayers right. Association. But let me just say this too. That's, you know, some people, that's their first line of defense. Right. I mean, they love to do it. And we're not one of those groups. But here's the thing. Sometimes public entities don't think you're serious until, you know, they see something like that. And that's not how government should be handled. If the public comes to them with true concerns, they should allow them to be on their agendas, to speak to them when they ask to be put on the agenda. That is not something the public entities are allowed to do, is to refuse people to be put on the agenda to talk about it publicly, their concerns. These are the taxpayers of your community. But, you know, if that ever happened with our group, that would be the last resort. But we look at the law. We look at state law. We look at finances. We want our public entities in the county to be following the law. And we will go to them directly and discuss it and try to work as good citizens with our government long before we'll even consider to sue for any reason.
Okay,
I mean,
you mentioned you're going to talk a little bit about the proposed 80% fire tax increase at the meeting tonight. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And what is, just give us a brief overview to the listeners of what is going on with that 80% tax increase.
Well, basically, we're going to bring up how it's coming about, why it's moving down to the valley, and basically where it came from.
But mechanically, what's happening with it? There's another hearing coming up or something before they can get this, right?
There was one hearing that occurred in January. Now, there were some officials of the fire district that felt that one hearing was going to be sufficient to let this go through, but then they found out the state law had another one that they had to have, which will be in August, I believe. But we don't know for sure exactly what that meeting's going to be. It has to be 6 months after the first one. And at that point, there will be another public hearing and discussed on that, at which time we're anticipating that they'll probably move forward with what they have already said they're going to move forward with in January.
Well, I mean, they've already approved the budget for 2013 already. So this tax increase, correct me if I'm wrong, is a tax increase that they've already budgeted in January for. So on December 27th, when we had that public hearing, there were some great questions that were asked at that public hearing, and we didn't get clear answers on some of those questions. But now they have to have another public hearing within 6 months, and that could be any time after May. So we're really not sure when they're going to have this meeting. They say August, but we're not sure.
So if they have this second meeting on this 80%, and they say, we listen to everybody, and yeah, we're going to go, is there any alternative that can happen after that?
Sure, there is. If after this second public hearing, they decide to pass their tax increase, there is a referendum petition option for the public to get petitions signed by registered voters, and it could be put on the ballot in November.
Of this year,
to see if the citizens of the community want this tax increase.
So is this something the Taxpayers Association is considering doing if they give us an 80% tax increase? I mean, that's a fairly large percentage increase in the tax. Is that something you're considering?
Sure. And it's an option that the legislature in their infinite wisdom gave the citizens of this state as recourse, as some sort of checks and balances within the system.
And I believe
that's what we need in government, is checks and balances in the system.
And I believe this has been done before, a referendum over tax increases in the state of Utah. One in Summit County last year, and a couple of others that have been done. So it's a feasible thing. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, I was just going to ask one other question, too. I'm busy. I'm not ignoring everybody. The computer just went, so I'm trying to fix that. But the other question I wanted to, we've talked a little bit about all these things, and what do you envision the taxpayers becoming involved with, say, by this fall, this summer, late in the summer? Is there something else that's on the horizon that we're missing, that you have been made aware of, that's something that maybe we need to be crunching some numbers and looking at some things and seeing.
There's things that come up all the time, and some of them are sort of immediate. But for the most part, the two things that are really affecting what the taxpayers need to look at right now is going to be this 80% tax increase, and also information about the pool that's being proposed. Those are the two hot topics that we're looking at right now. But we have many other topics that are always coming in, having to do with the school district, having to do with other entities and government agencies within Wasatch County.
Okay, you know, you mentioned the fire assessment area. That's another big issue, especially for those who are being assessed, but that's not a countywide. And you said that something is going on. Now, you want to give us an update on that, Gary?
Yeah, on the assessment area, just to clarify, the homeowners of the Jordanelle area tried to work with the county and proposed many different solutions as to the problem that was going on up there, which they basically inherited from developers and from the county council. Those two worked in concert to put together what was called a special service district for fire service. The Jordanelle owners successfully protested that, and that was dissolved. Now they came back a year later with the assessment area. And this assessment area was just to handle the exact same thing the special service district was doing before. And also it was one of the things that the legislature said, you can no longer utilize special service districts for police, fire, ambulance, and paramedic service. Yet they came back in the back door basically and put it through the assessment area to do the same thing. So where that's at right now is there was a protest vote that was taken, and that was finalized on November 7th. The county made the determination that there were not sufficient votes to successfully protest the assessment area. And the owners of the Jordanelle took issue with that because of some of the anomalies that were brought on and errors that they did in the process.
Now, was that a very close vote, or was that?
Very, very close vote. Yeah. It was 0.42% of 1% that it was lost by.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we're talking $5 million.
Mm-hmm. $5 million. Of total assessed value is how they
across that area that it was short. After they had taken the time to eliminate protest votes that had been submitted. So because of that, it was so close, and because of the errors, in our opinion, that were conducted during this thing, a suit was filed. There's actually been two suits filed now. The first one is in process. The second one went in process last week. So as we work through this, we're hoping to get some judicial relief and doing this and make a determination of what actually should have been done, and if in fact the assessment area was successful for the county, or was it successful to have it taken away as the residents wanted it to be done.
Okay, now the Wasatch taxpayers have, again, for informational purposes, I'm assuming, seeing as all the taxpayers aren't involved in it, you've put the taxpayers has some of this stuff on here, and as you say, click on the fire truck.
Right.
And I'm just looking at one of the documents that's a rebuttal from the fire district attorneys against the lawsuit that the homeowners, and I'm just wondering if you can tell me if you believe that this statement is true. They say, the reality of this situation is quite simple. This is a quote from the document from the attorneys. The reality is quite simple. Some landowners are unhappy with the county's decision to provide them fire protection.
No,
is that why you're doing this?
No, that's not true. It has nothing to do with fire protection. We support the firefighters. They do a hard job and everything else. We want fire protection. But you got to keep in mind also, all those homes that were built up there were built under the guidelines that they had to have sprinkling systems put into them and everything else. So if a fire were to occur, and this is a quote from the fire chief, 96% of those fires would be put out by the fire system. So it's not a matter of not wanting fire systems. They put in the process so they can have it. What the problem is that this particular fire station is being utilized universally across Wasatch County. And it's being subsidized by the Jordanelle residents. And it has been for over a decade.
So what is your proposed solution? What are you trying to get from all these?
Our proposed solution is, let's have a professional fire department. That's what we want. We want that for all of Wasatch County. But everyone should share in the cost. And when they do, when you take that as opposed to 800 homeowners compared to 25,000 property owners, there's a very little small increase in trying to get what you need to. I mean, the cost, whatever the cost is, we may dispute their budget or whatever, but whatever the cost is, it should be spread out through all of the county, and it's a small increase to everyone instead of a very large increase to 800 homeowners in the Jordanelle to supplant, if you will, fire service for all of Wasatch County.
All right, hang in there. We're going to take a little break. Stay with us, Gary.
Okay.
Tracy, stay with us for a few minutes longer, if you will, right after our break. And we'll come back and finish talking a little bit about some more things that the Wasatch Taxpayers Association is going to be doing. And so we'll be doing that right after these words.
Impact on KTMP 1340. We'll return with more right after these messages.